1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Men, there is an amazing amount of attention being paid to erectile dysfunction and new ways to get pills, but did you know that those little blue pills, no matter how fancy the package, don't work for every man? And did you know that over time, the responsiveness ED pills promise can wear out and the nasty side effects can increase? Well, the Memphis Men's Clinic wants you to know that there are other ways to treat your ED. New drug-free treatments that promise more spontaneity and long-term results. Let our doctors show you the newest treatment option for ED, wave therapy. Wave therapy uses the power of sound to improve blood flow, which delivers a long-term answer for ED. Call 901-443-0304 to schedule your $99 office visit at the Memphis Men's Clinic. The appointment is free if we can't make it work for you. Call Memphis Men's Clinic today, 901-443-0304, for treatment that goes beyond pills. Improve your performance. Improve your life.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Is Gary Parish. Brad Carson is in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions. And I hope you don't mind trips down memory lane, because I want to take one in this opening segment in advance of tonight's debut of 42-1. It's a new 30 for 30. It's on Buster Douglas's incredible upset of Mike Tyson on February 11th, 1990. The reviews have been good. That is obviously widely considered to be biggest upset in boxing history, one of the biggest upsets in sports history. We're going to talk about the new documentary momentarily. First, so quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, Keith Eastwood is my local basketball expert, your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority, Hobo's Hero Street Corner Clowns. You know Sam Sausage Head. If they'll join me in about 20 minutes, I'll ask him what's up, and he'll tell me what's up. When I finish that segment, I'll do four notable stories, 444, at which point we're going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, the Nuggets were down 3 starters last night, still beat the Grizzlies. Mike and Mark both banged up, both struggled from the field. Mark only took 6 shots. That's a problem. We'll talk Grizz around 444. Interesting story from my pal Stuart Mandel, The Athletic, earlier today on a report that the AAC is trying to get its member institutions to sign grant of rights agreements with the league. What Stu says the Big 12 should do in response is go ahead and invite Central Florida right now, plus maybe 3 other ACC schools. That's the good news. Bad news, he doesn't think Memphis should be one of the other 3 AAC schools. No. I'll tell you about that a little later on this hour. NASA has offered to give Steph Curry a tour of one of its lunar labs after the Warriors star said he doubts humans actually landed on the moon. We'll get into that just before 5 o'clock. And another day, another honor for Memphis running back Darrell Henderson, named first-team All-American by CBS Sports today. I'll give you the details during 4 notable stories, 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. And then at 525, Tennessee, which is ranked number 2 at CBS Sports, number 3 in the AP poll, number 4 in the USA Today coaches poll, going to play at Memphis. Inside FedEx Forum on Saturday, sold out, and the man opposite Penny Hardaway is going to be Rick Barnes, the reigning SEC Coach of the Year. Rick Barnes will join me at 525. I'll ask him how he's built UT in this unconventional way. Then we'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with a 30 for 30 that's debuting tonight on ESPN. It's called 42-1, like I said, and it's about Buster Douglas's incredible knockout of Mike Tyson on February 11th, 1990 in Tokyo, Japan. And it's airing really on a perfect night. Perhaps this is by design airing tonight because there are no great college basketball games scheduled. And there won't be many this week, by the way, because a lot of schools are in finals and the big schools just will not travel.
So you don't really get great matchups. There was nothing good last night. There's nothing good tonight. So you got no great college basketball, no football. There are only three NBA games on the schedule tonight, none of which involve the Grizzlies or the Warriors or our King and Savior LeBron James. So who cares? There's just not much interesting in sports tonight on television. So I'm looking forward to this 30 for 30 on Tyson Douglas, because it's one of those things where if you're old enough to remember it, you don't just remember that it happened. You remember everything about it. You remember where you were when you watched it, if you watched it. I remember watching this fight. I don't remember games that I've actually been to. Sometimes people ask me, like, you remember that year when Kansas beat UCLA and it was at Allen Fieldhouse, but UCLA was up late? And I'm like, I don't know. And I'll Google it, and then it'll be like, oh, yeah, I was there. I wrote a column about it. Oh, yeah, I remember that. I don't remember everything that I attend. I don't remember everything I've ever watched. Obviously, nobody does. But I remember Tyson Douglas. I was 13 years old. And I can even remember so much as that I had an indoor soccer game that day. And the reason I remember that is because one of my teammates, and this is the part I can't remember, like, which one it was. I want to say it was my childhood friend Jody Bailey, but it might have been my childhood friend Jeff Walker. But either way, one of them, somebody that I played indoor soccer with was at my house. And it's a Mike Tyson fight. And you cannot overstate how big of a star Mike Tyson was at that time. And so when Tyson fought, it was a real event. It was a big deal. And this fight was on HBO. And the only reason it wasn't maybe getting a lot of attention is because nobody thought it was going to be a fight. You know, this Buster Douglas was just a guy. He wasn't even like the top-ranked heavyweight contender at the time. I think he was the sixth-ranked heavyweight contender at the time. But still, Mike Tyson was going to fight, so you watch it. And I can remember we were playing video games when the fight started. Because I just remember my father having to come into the room. Didn't have to, but he did at some point, and said, hey, come watch this. Mike Tyson's in a real fight. And so I remember then watching the rest of the fight, and it culminates with a 10th round knockout of Tyson. Again, you can't overstate how crazy this was and how big of a star Mike Tyson was at that time. He's the undefeated, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. He had started his career 19-0 with 19 knockouts. And when he stepped into the ring with Buster Douglas, he was 37-0 with 34 knockouts. Biggest star of the sport. One of the biggest athletes, if not the biggest athlete in the world. He had just beaten Carl the Truth Williams in 93 seconds in his previous fight. And two fights before that, famously knocks out Michael Spinks in 91 seconds. He's considered the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world, which is actually rare for a heavyweight. And he was largely viewed as indestructible. That's why he was a 42-1 favorite over Buster Douglas, which is why the documentary tonight is titled 42-1. But what some people don't realize about that is that the 42-1 number was only at the Mirage in Las Vegas. The other sports books didn't even put a number on it. You could not bet on the fight because what is the point? There's no way Mike Tyson loses this fight. So sports books weren't even taking bets on the fight. Because if anything, it just looked like an easy way to make however much money you wanted to make, however much money you could put down. You had to put a lot to win a little, but you could do it. And it was just, like, considered free money. So, like, we're not even going to put a number on it. But the Mirage did. The number was 42-1. The fight was supposed to last a round or two, nothing more. But then the fight started, and Buster Douglas is the bigger, stronger, more comfortable fighter. It seems clear just about from the jump. And he, I don't know about dominates Mike Tyson from the jump, but he controls the fight pretty much from the jump. Jab, jab, jab. Tyson could not get inside, which is where he was always most dangerous. And when he did get inside, Buster would just tie him up. And so Mike Tyson is clearly frustrated. He's uncomfortable. And he's losing. And that's when I actually remember my dad saying, hey, let's watch this. Let's focus in on this Tyson fight because you got a real fight. at one point, Larry Merchant even says, and it's around the seventh, eighth round, he says, Buster Douglas is making Mike Tyson answer some questions that he's never had to answer before. He'd never been in a fight like this. He'd gone the distance, I think maybe three times. But when he had gone the distance in those three times, it wasn't because he was losing a fight. It was because the other guy was just holding him and running from him. It wasn't a competitive fight. It was just a fight that went the distance. This was different. He was deep in a fight, and he was in trouble, and he was behind on the cards. So then you fast forward to the eighth round, and his left eye is nearly closed. And this is remarkable. I didn't realize this until I started reading about this today because I knew I was going to talk about it. His corner had no ice packs, had no anti-swelling stuff. That is just very normal. It's like in your bathroom, you have toothpaste, you have a toothbrush, you have soap, you have Q-tips. These are things just like every bathroom has, toilet paper. In your boxing corner, you have ice packs and you have anti-swelling stuff. They had nothing. Because they didn't even think, why would we?
We're not going to need it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just like, why didn't you buckle your seatbelt? Because I was just driving down the street.
Yeah. Going a few miles
I don't need to put a seatbelt on. We don't need ice packs. We don't need anti-swelling stuff. This is Mike Tyson against Buster Douglas. And so the eye's closing, his left eye, because it's just jab, pop, 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 pop. Nothing violent, really, but just pop, pop, pop. So his left eye's closing. And then almost out of nowhere, Tyson lands an uppercut and knocks Buster Douglas down. And he barely beats the count. In fact, it was the result of the fight wasn't made official until, I believe, 4 days after the fight. Because Don King immediately protested or whatever you have to do that it was a slow count. And there's been a lot of like studies on this. I think the consensus opinion is that it was a slow count, but that Buster Douglas did beat the count. And as soon as he gets up, you think maybe Tyson can finish him here. But the bell rings. Eighth round over. And so now it's the ninth round. And Tyson comes out and just tries to finish him. He's behind on cards. He's got to win the late rounds or he's got to knock him out to win. He seems to have no interest in trying to fight three more rounds. So he just comes out and tries to finish him. But Buster Douglas catches him multiple times, nearly stops him in the ninth. It's a back and forth round. And at least one analyst ended up calling it the best heavyweight round he'd ever seen at that time. And then between the ninth and tenth rounds, Larry Merchant, who was working the fight, says, quote, Mike Tyson is hurt, his eye is closing, and he is behind in this fight. I mean, just sort of laid it out as plainly as you can lay it out. The undisputed, undefeated, indestructible heavyweight champion of the world, just 24 years old, is hurt, his eye is closing, and he is behind in this fight. And then the 10th round starts, and Tyson is clearly in trouble pretty much from the jump. He's a one-eye fighter at this point. Can't see out the other eye. He's tired, hurt. And then right in the middle of the ring, Buster Douglas catches him with the type of uppercut that Tyson used to use to finish opponents all the time. And then it's right, left, right, left. Tyson goes down, and this is what it sounded like.
It appears that Tyson is virtually a one-eyed fighter at this point.
A desperate one-eyed fighter. Rolling willingly just to try to get in the shot that will finish things in.
Oh, the uppercut.
What an uppercut by Douglas. And down goes Tyson.
It's over. It's over.
Mike Tyson has been knocked out.
Unbelievable. This makes Cinderella look like a sad story. What Buster Douglas has done here tonight.
Let's go ahead and call it the biggest upset in the history of heavyweight championship fights. Say it now, gentlemen. James Buster Douglas, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
I would be willing to say it's the greatest upset in boxing history.
There seems to be a little pandemonium here.
In Las Vegas, they wouldn't even put up any odds on this fight. And suddenly, Mike Tyson, perceived as this giant monolith, has been reduced to being another heavyweight champion who got defeated.
The Mike Tyson has been knocked out. Still gives me chills hearing it all these years later, because it was such an impossible thing to imagine. Really, in general, but especially on that night by that person. And so then they never did get a rematch. They were supposed to, just couldn't get it done for some reason. Tyson ends up fighting four more times after that loss, wins them all. 41-1 is then his record. And then, of course, he's charged with rape, convicted of rape. And he didn't fight again for four more years. He was 24 years old when he fought his 42nd fight. He didn't fight his 43rd until he was 29 years old. He basically lost 5 years of his career. Gets out of jail, then he wins four fights, then loses to Evander Holyfield in 1996, 11th round TKO, which is another remember where you were moment. And that was, by the way, I always remember these two things happening on the same day. It was November 9th, 1996. That afternoon, University of Memphis beats Peyton Manning in Tennessee at the Liberty Bowl. That night, Evander Holyfield knocks out Mike Tyson. And then they do a rematch, Holyfield-Tyson. And that's the following June. And that's when Tyson gets disqualified for the ear biting, which is another remember where you were moment. And then he eventually fights, of course, Mike Tyson, Lennox Lewis and Clifford Etten in back-to-back fights here in Memphis at the Pyramid in 2002 and 2003. And did you know, the Tyson-Lewis fight was a big fight. Tyson-Clifford Etten was like, it was Mike Tyson, but it wasn't the same deal. People still could talk themselves into Mike Tyson being Mike Tyson before the Lennox-Lewis fight. After the Lennox-Lewis fight, it was like, he's done. Yeah. He'll never be that guy again. Then he gets the tattoo on his face and comes here to Memphis.
Right.
So it was a big thing. Clifford Etten is now in prison, serving a 160-year prison sentence with no possibility for parole because he was charged with armed robbery, kidnapping, and attempted murder of a police officer back in 2005. Apparently did a whole bunch of coke. This isn't funny.
Oh, my.
Did a whole bunch of coke, kidnapped a woman.
Whoa.
Carjacked a woman whose kids were in the car.
Yep.
You know, pulled gun on cops, like the whole deal. It's amazing he didn't get, like, shot.
Yeah.
Or and dead. But he was convicted of a bunch of crimes. So that guy is in jail for the rest of his life.
Wow.
And he also goes down in history as the last person Mike Tyson ever beat, because Mike Tyson never won another fight after the Clifford Etten fight at the Pyramid. He retired with a 50-6 record, retired in 2005. But three of the six losses were in his last four fights when he was done. And he still is to this day one of the biggest former athlete stars in this country. I remember several years ago, Kelly and I were out at the Pump Foundation Charity Gala, big dinner that they do every year. And it's at the Beverly Hills Hilton, which has a room where the Golden Globes are held. If you've ever watched the Golden Globes on television, that is the same room that we're in. And there's all sorts of celebrities there. Denzel Washington, from the world of sports, Joe Montana's there, Magic Johnson is there, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's there. I mean, just everywhere you look, it's legend, legend, legend. I've told the story before. Like, we're sitting in the lobby after the event's over, just like hanging out, and it's me and Kelly, and Mark Goodfellow was there with us. Mark was tied in with the Pump.
Okay.
Mark used to actually coach a Pump and Run team out of L.A.
Okay.
So Goodfellow was at the event. So we're all hanging out in the lobby just having drinks.
Yeah.
And but you look around, you take a little snapshot. It's like Penny Marshall sitting right next to me on the couch. And Goodfellow's got a football that he won in some charity auction. Yeah. He's throwing it to Joe Montana in the lobby of the hotel. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Wild.
Here's the point.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson was there too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not even close who, like, everybody was like, oh, there's Mike. Mm-hmm. He was the guy. All these other stars there. But Mike Tyson was the one everybody was like, ooh, did you see? Mike Tyson just walked in. Mike Tyson's here. And this was when he was heavy. After he'd retired, he was heavy. He has subsequently admitted he was dealing with all sorts of drug stuff. He looked a little out of it.
Did he have the face tattoo at that point?
Oh, sure. This was after he was retired.
Nice.
He looked he looked like he was under the influence of something.
Yeah.
So he was sort of in a daze.
Some sort
but
of,
still, yeah. it was Mike Tyson.
Sure.
This forever icon.
Yep.
From the world of sports. As for Buster Douglas, his time in the spotlight, it actually didn't last long. He beats Mike Tyson, then becomes the first undisputed, he becomes the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. That's February 1990. And in October of the same year, fights Evander Holyfield, but he's fat.
Yep.
He put on like 15 pounds. He was 15 pounds heavier and looked it against Holyfield than he was against Tyson.
Oh.
And he gets knocked out in a third round and then didn't fight again for another 6 years. Fights a few bums then, wins, yeah. Then fights Lou Severese in June 98 for a vacant title, gets knocked out in the first, fights two more bums, wins those, retires for good in 1999, career record 38-6-1. But he never won another meaningful fight after that fight with Mike Tyson. Anyway, the Tyson-Douglas 30 for 30 is tonight. It'll detail a lot of this stuff. It's called 42-1, and if you want to relive that night, from February 1990, it starts tonight at 8 on ESPN. Keith Easterwood's my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. He's going to join me after this break to discuss the latest in Hobos, Heroes, Street Corner Clans. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. During the Ram Big Finish event, financing gets $7,050 in total value on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. And current competitive pickup owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light-duty pickups and 350-3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always tow within the vehicle's capacity. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. No trade-in required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-2-19.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
Ho, ho, ho. What do you want for Christmas?
I want to find a place that I can buy all my friends' presents in one spot.
You don't need Santa for that. Just go to Doc's.
Did you know there's a place in the 901 where you can get wine and whiskey, candies and caramels and glasses and gift sets all under one roof? It's true. And this is Gary Parrish promising you that you're going to find all that and more at Doc's Wine Spirits and More at the corner of Poplar and Kirby next to Swanky's in the Carrefour Shopping Center. You're going to find beer, bourbon balls, and Bailey's alongside a huge selection of wine and liquor, all at great prices. And speaking of great prices, how about my favorite bottle, Big Bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka, just $17.98 every day. And don't forget, Doc's Rare Whiskey Release is coming up on December 16th, where more than 100 bottles of allocated bourbon is going to be up for sale. First come, first serve. Find out more at DocsMemphis.com. That's DocsMemphis.com. Again, it's Docs Wine, Spirits, and More on the web, DocsMemphis.com.
See you later, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. And just where do you think you're going?
We're going to Docs.
Okay, bring me back an eggnog.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
What if football didn't have to end? This February, it doesn't. The Memphis Express begins its inaugural season as a member of the Alliance of American Football. Professional football is back at the Liberty Bowl and led by Hall of Famer and head coach Mike Singletary. Experience it for yourself with season tickets as low as $75. Visit memphis-express.com today to get on board. That's memphis-express.com. Professional football is back in the city of Memphis.
Make your holiday entertaining a breeze with help from your Kroger deli. You'll find great party platters, desserts, and more. Visit Kroger.com/order online today.
Ho, ho, hold up! You're about to give a terrible gift. It's time to get them something they're really gonna love. With Buff City Soap, our handmade and plant-based soaps and bath products are the perfect complement to your holiday season. Buff City Soap has the perfect plan for you. Bundle together six or more of any combination of items inside of any Buff City Soap location and get 20% off your whole order. With three gift boxes and wrapping, take care of everyone you love. Remember, what you put on your body is just as important as what you put into it.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the you expect when it got a cape and he's great? Ovens full
Denver Nuggets were down three starters last night. Still managed to get past the Memphis Grizzlies. That's a two-game losing streak for the Grizz. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me at 5. Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes is going to be here at 5:25. But right now, he's my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. Nation's leading authority, Hobo's Hero Street Corner Clowns. He knows Sam Sausage Head. Keith Eastwood making a big interview.
The Big Interview, presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. It's the one and only Keith Easterwood.
D-Red.
Yep.
Die, Brad. Die.
Local basketball expert, talking Hobos, Heroes, and Street Corner Clowns on 92.9's Gary Parish Show.
Easterwood, what's up with it?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. You all right?
Yeah, I'm great, man. I ride around with plastic grocery bags, so when I got to puke, I can puke in them.
Uh-huh.
Which I haven't done that in about a week. Last week, I actually went to a grocery store. I'm going now to get some salmon, but I had to throw up. So I got a bag, I pulled around the corner from this grocery store, and I puked, right? And so this guy, it's 23 degrees. He's working in a trailer. It's 23 degrees. His job is sit there and take, like, what you bring. Yeah, so now everything's good. I got promoted to the fifth grade team. Everything is good in life.
That's nice to hear. I'm glad you're not throwing up anymore.
Yeah, well, it'll happen. I only had three kids try out for the fourth grade team, so that's why I got promoted.
Okay, well, you got enough kids for the fifth grade team?
Yeah, we got two teams.
Oh, no. That sounds excessive. I got Rick Barnes coming on.
Rick Barnes. And
I like Rick Barnes, too. Are you surprised? I struggle with the Rick Barnes story. Because on one hand, this is a man.
I knew more in Texas than I know now. Okay?
Right. But
and I had Forbes on my podcast at KeithEastwood.com and AppleTunes, YourTunes, whatever. And Forbes just talked to him, and Forbes and I talked privately. He really likes this group of guys that he has.
Well, he should, because they're terrific. What's fascinating about Rick's career is that he first is the head coach at George Mason for just a year. Then he goes to Providence.
He goes to three NCAA tournaments in 6 years there. Then he gets the Clemson job, goes to three NCAA tournaments in 4 years there. Then he gets the Texas job. And he was at Texas for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 seasons. And he went to the NCAA tournament 16 times. So on one hand, you would go, listen, if a guy just wherever he coached, Providence, Clemson, Texas, he just lives in the NCAA tournament, why would you be skeptical that he's going to get this Tennessee thing going? And yet, year one at Tennessee was not good. Year two at Tennessee was not good. Year three, they were picked 13th in the SEC because they had a roster that looked like that. And then they go out and win an SEC regular season title, and now they're ranked third in the country. It is crazy the way he flipped that thing in one offseason.
Well, you know, number one, and Providence, it seems like a farm bureau for up-and-coming coaches.
Sure.
He built this. He had a change of culture. And I always say that, and you know, whatever. He had a change of culture. He came in, and there was so much dysfunction within that program. So I do know enough on this end of the state to keep up with him. But he got good players. And now he's got older. This is what I try to preach to him. He's got older players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Schofield and those guys, I mean, he's got older, greasy guys that go to war every night, go to work every night. And that's what worries me about them with Memphis. Memphis is JUCO guys and a mix of freshmen may not be a good matchup with this particular team. I thought about it before I came on. I wanted to come on and be anti-Tennessee and pro-Memphis because I'm a Memphis fan. I hate Tennessee, kind of. But this team, what he's built it, you've got to be impressed with.
No question. To your point about them being old, Grant Williams is a junior. Admiral Schofield's a senior. Lamonte Turner.
I don't know, Gary, if they're pros, to be honest with you.
I've talked to NBA people about him. There's no obvious, like, guaranteed he's going to play in the NBA guys on the roster. There's zero top 100 high school prospects on the roster. But what NBA people told me, Admiral Schofield's got a chance because he's tough. He's 6'6". He can make a perimeter jumper. They say he's got a chance. And the sophomore, Eves Pons, and he's an international prospect. He's a 6'6 athlete. They say he's got a chance. But when we say got a chance, we're talking about a second-round pick or like undrafted free agent. Like, none of these guys are going in the first round of an NBA draft.
I mean, gee, I love you to death, man. When a guy says they have a chance, that means they got to maybe get a cup of coffee, okay?
Yeah. No, there is not. Listen, I'm not going to say there's not going to be a single player from the Tennessee team that plays in the NBA. What I will say is that it ain't going to be after becoming a first-round draft pick, I don't think.
But I think, too, when we measure Kansas, when you measure other teams, obviously Kentucky's having troubles, I don't know if we should measure a good college team by how many pros they have, although you know and I know that to be a good Final Four team, whatever, you need a pro to carry you. But I don't know if we should measure this Tennessee team necessarily by the number of pros they have. But I've watched him build this. I've listened to him build this. I mean, today, running down to the river and doing what I'm doing with barges and stuff like that, people were talking Tennessee and Memphis basketball. And that's the first time here. Hell, I've been here 8 years. That's the first time. I mean, they were bragging on Penny. They were bragging on Tennessee. So there is some excitement. It's going to be sold out. It's going to be a nice night. I wanted to come in, but, hell, I have to leave here like 6 o'clock in the morning to get there, so I don't know if I'm going to do that. But he's built this thing the right way. Now, what will they have next year? I have no idea. If you don't know Rick Barnes, you're a Memphis fan, you probably don't like him anyway. But Rick Barnes, I mean, you've been around coaches like I have. Rick Barnes might be one of the nicest guys that I've met.
Super nice guy and super funny guy, too.
He's got a great sense of humor.
Really good sense of humor.
Kevin Durant in Texas. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, let's chop it up. It is what it is. An unrelated note, because I get short attention span. I'm driving through a roundabout right now. That'll hit me. Kennedy Chandler at Briarcrest is a sophomore point guard.
Okay.
I want you to remember this name, because I've been good with you about mentioning names and early on. Is playing really well. John Wallace mentioned the other day he has a chance to be special. Tennessee's offered, Ole Miss has offered. I know Penny saw him, but nobody in that sophomore class has been offered by Memphis. But I would think it's relevant to the people listening to me and you for a few minutes that you mentioned his name because he's about to be somebody that Memphis people are going to really care about.
He's a 6-foot point guard, class of 2021.
And, my man.
And according to 24/7 Sports, he's already been offered by Ole Miss and by Tulane, but obviously, you know, it's very early in the recruiting process for him. So
Rick will be in Friday to watch him.
Okay.
Up through Tennessee, and he's just, I mean, I guess that's what me and you do. You mention a name, and the name becomes a name, and, you know, but I think if you're a Memphis basketball fan, that's somebody that you want to really keep up with and know who he is.
It's Kennedy Chandler at Briarcrest Christian. I'm talking to Keith Eastwood here, 92.9 FM.
And John Harrington does a hell of a job over there, by the way.
Oh, no question. And has been for a long time.
John Harrington
does his
ass off, okay?
No, that's the one thing about, you know, the Memphis high school basketball scene is there are some quality coaches, you know, who work in these schools. And it was the same way when I was covering preps. Way back when, you know, I was when Terry Tippett had White Station rolling, you know, I was around for that. When Jimmy Adams had Raleigh Egypt rolling, I was around for that. So I got a chance to be around some really high level. Fred Horton, of course, at BTW, some really high
Reginald
level.
Reginald Mosby
at East. I got to be around some real high level high school basketball coaches back then.
I drank a Reggie at 10 o'clock in the morning in his office. Okay,
I've never.
No, look, and those guys, so you know, I mean. I get a phone call or get a number, and I call Sonny Vaccaro, and who you have anointed and whatever, the godfather of summer basketball, and Vernon's put him out there, and I like that. And I didn't know these guys, so I started going to visit them at their offices, and you get to know them personally. And, you know, I went over to Reggie. It's a true story. And I love Reggie to death, but I'm ready to get some health issues. But Reggie says, hey, you can get Tony. Tony was a sophomore. You get Tony next year for the ABCD, which that was how it's measured. Who I got to the ABCD, the rest of it didn't mean nothing. You know this year because I saw you in New Jersey. If you didn't get the right guys to New Jersey for the ABCD basketball camp at Teaneck, New Jersey, and so he said, if you'll let my kid, Reggie Jr., go to the ABCD, I'll guarantee you Tony. Well, I said, I called Sonny. I've had two shots of bourbon. I'm like, hey, we got a deal. And so Lil Reg goes to the camp, and nothing wrong or disrespectful to him, but his roommate was Kobe Bryant.
Right.
And cause I saw him in a Kroger in Memphis years later. Like, hey, can you tell this lady, the other wife, then, that I was Kobe's roommate? She didn't believe him. I said, yeah. And so the Reggie pulls up on the first day, like, oh, my hamstring hurt and I can't play. So he got all the gear, he got the trip, he got to go to New York. But the next year, Tony goes. I mean, I love Tony to death. I get him on my podcast with me. Tony came to the house and was just, man, just great with me. And then Tony calls me right before the ABCD and says, hey, O'Kelly, which Tippett was 7, he's going to Nike. Okay, follow me now. And so Tony says, hey, O'Kelly wants to go to the ABCD. I said, really? Man, that was a coup for me. Moody and Jimmy Hunter and all them guys.
Yeah, it was.
It
was Marcus Moody, Tony Harris, Robert O'Kelly, Corey Bradford.
He's still playing overseas.
And Jimmy Snap. I mean, that class was awesome. And
yeah,
when Larry, you know, famously just missed on him, boom, 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 that was sort of the beginning of the end.
Yeah, there were reasons why. We could talk for another 2 hours. I could tell you why. But Tony calls and says, hey, O'Kelly wants to go to ABCD. I said, really? Well, how do we make that happen? He said, he wants to play on my team. And he wants to be my roommate. I said, bet. So I called Tony. I said, you got Robert O'Kelly. I think it was top 40. And he needs to be on Tony's team and Tony's roommate. Sonny said, I love Sonny so much, man. Sonny Vaccaro was like, what else you need? He was looking for money. I was like, nah, bro, that's it. And so I got a plane ticket, and we sent him. And so, no, it's been good. It's been special. It's been a lot of – I mean, you know me, Gary. We go back a long time ago. But that was a fun run. That was a fun time. That class right there kind of cemented a little bit of, I don't want to say legacy for me or whatever, whatever, but, man, I was kicking ass and taking names, and we were doing what we were doing. For a long time, you know this, the best in Memphis went to the Adidas basketball camp in Teaneck, New Jersey at Fairleigh Dickinson University, and it was. I don't even know how I did it. It was a lot of good times.
It was good times. I'll wrap it up here with Keith Easterwood on 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, you mentioned Tony Harris, and I thought about him the other day because obviously Memphis, Tennessee is this weekend.
Yeah.
And Tyler Harris is going to experience that in such a drastically different way than Tony experienced it. When Tony came in here with Tennessee, and I've talked to him subsequently about this, he thought that, hey, I'm a Memphis. Everybody, it was intense.
I didn't boo him. Y'all booed him because I love that kid. I ain't gonna lie about it.
It was intense from the moment he stepped on the court for pregame, and
it was terrible.
It was rough, and he did not anticipate that. It was a bit naive to not anticipate it because he was, you know, a local kid that spurned the University of Memphis. You know, we'll never think of you the same way again. But he, from his perspective, I'm a local kid. You know, they always loved me when I was at East, so I'm coming back home, I'll be loved. And it was as vicious as it could be, so much so that, you know, he told me that it really bothered him.
He cried.
And then all these years later, his cousin will experience the same rivalry in a similarly packed arena, but he'll be the one being cheered in ways that Tony just never was in this city after he left the city. It's just sort of interesting.
Tony, yeah, I mean, Gary, and you know, you met with Tony. You ate dinner with Tony. You had a story that would have been a Pulitzer. And to his credit, he's such a good kid, man. He's such a good person. To his credit, he asked you not to write it. And to your credit, you didn't, which probably most people would have said, F it, and I'm
going
to write it.
I will say this. From a journalistic integrity perspective, I could have written it and been in a good place. Our entire conversations were on tape. We met twice, I believe twice.
Right.
Everything was recorded. Everything was on the record. And then he just decided he didn't want to go there. With the things that he told me, he decided that he just didn't want that for public consumption. And I respected that.
But I lived it, and he came to my house like four nights a week. It would beat me in an NBA game, beat me like he's on fire game, whatever it is.
Right.
We played hockey in the garage. Me, O'Kelly, and him, and Moody, and whatever. We played hockey in my garage. I mean, and you did, and that's the one thing that, you know, when Adam Zagoria or Sports Illustrated or ESPN or when they call, I'm like, and they're like, well, Gary Parrish is your guy. Oh, Gary Parrish is a friend of mine. I trust him, and I don't know you guys. I'm going to go to hell. So that's one thing I respect about you, because you could have gone with that, and it wasn't good. And we've probably staked enough of it till people know. But for that game to be going on and people not love Tony Harris, it bothers me. They love Tyler, I get that. But had Tony put on a Memphis jersey, as hard as he played his soul on the floor wherever he played. And for some Memphis fans to not care or love him because of what somebody else did, and I could go on, I don't want to do it now, but that bothers me. But he's a great kid, he's a great person, and I'm kind of torn like you. Tyler's going to get the love of Tiger Nation that Tony never got.
It is Keith Easterwood. He's my local basketball expert, your local basketball expert. He's with me every Tuesday in the first hour. Thanks for being here, baby. Keep feeling okay, all right?
No, I'm good, man. Hey, y'all, Steve Forbes on the podcast, KeithEasterwood.com. When are we going to do a basketball show in Memphis?
I haven't heard anything else about it.
God bless America, Dan Barron. Somebody need to get on the road and get this done.
I'll get them to work on it. I'll circle back on that, all right?
Or I'll be going to WHBQ. What's going on?
You're going to take it to WHBQ?
I'm really – look at Brad. putting some clapping in there. No, I feel good. I feel really good. I'm doing good. I got putting a whistle around your neck is something, you know, you don't know maybe, and Brad don't know, but it's kind of fun. All of a sudden, hey, kid, no, stop. When the whistle blows, drop and give me 10 push-ups. It's a good thing. It's a healthy thing. It's a good thing. I started doing that age 36 years ago, and here I am now, and here I am with you, and I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Hopefully next week I feel good, too.
All right. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Keith.
That's Keith Easterwood here on night.
Be red.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good. I love you, man.
Go to hell.
Kate said go to hell, Brad. He said take it to hell.
That's okay.
He said take it to hell.
That's all right. I'm glad he's feeling hopefully better.
Yeah. Glad he's feeling better, too.
He'd been through it, and I appreciate him doing it.
I appreciate him doing it as well. The Grizzlies were in Denver last night. Didn't go well.
No.
Talk about that next.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, and at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. You already know it's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and now you need to know it's the place to go for all your holiday shopping. Let me tell you the perfect gift. It's a custom shirt gift card from James Davis. Starts at $98. You buy it, then give it. Then the recipient can come in at his convenience and get a custom-made shirt. It's simple for you and awesome for him. Also, right now, Croc belts that are normally $2.95 are just $1.95. 100% cashmere quarter-zip sweaters, regularly $2.95. Just $195. Got cotton cashmere blend sweaters for only $98. Got a fabulous selection of Peter Millar, Barber, and cool men's vests and jackets available in the store. And Tumi Luggage's Alpha Series is currently 20% off. So whether you're shopping for yourself or somebody else, you need to get to James Davis to see the amazing store with amazing deals. How great is it? Penny Hardaway is now the best-dressed coach in all of college basketball. That's because of Rob Joyner and my friends at James Davis. Holiday hours begin November 25th. That's when they'll be open on Sundays for your convenience. James Davis, Laura Wood Shop. Shopping center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. It's a new wireless network that automatically connects you to the most Wi-Fi hotspots in millions of places and the best 4G LTE everywhere else, so you use less data and save more money. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Celebrate the holidays with this amazing deal. Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New performance starter 25 megabits per second Internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement or promo, regular rates apply.
How's the Christmas shopping going? Frontier Western Store will make it a lot easier. Everyone loves something from Frontier. Ladies boutique style clothing, Carhartt for the guys, and boots for everyone, including the kiddos. Frontier has it all. The Frontier's boutique department, we shop the latest trends for unique finds that we can offer at incredible prices. We also carry a very deep inventory of basics like leggings, both solid and printed, Pico tops, tunics, and dresses, CC beanies and scarves, and much more. Fleece jackets are this year's must-have item, and Frontier is stocked with new colors. Guys, will be after Frontier's large assortment of Carhartt and Ariat jeans and shirts. Need a new Carhartt coat or insulated overalls? You know Frontier has that too. And don't forget the boots. Work boots and dress boots from Rocky, Dan Post, Ariat, and more. Frontier is the place to come for name brand boots at everyday low prices. Frontier gift cards are also available. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, or shop online 24/7 at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
This holiday season, you're going to need a bigger stocking. That's because the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone on your list is a new Honda bike or ATV stuffed with awesome. Now's the time to give or get the ultimate gift at DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, during Honda's Gifts That Go sales event, like the Pioneer 700 or Pioneer 704 side-by-side. They have massive hauling and towing capacities and deliver serious performance thanks to their 700-class engine. And with the Pioneer 704, you get remarkable flexibility. quality with Honda's exclusive quick flip seating that lets you carry 2, 3, or 4 occupants. And right now, you can ride off on one with some of the best deals of the year. Plus, get up to $500 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Find the gifts that'll knock their stockings off at DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, during Honda's Gifts That Go sales event happening right now. Call 662-895-5000. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
Good health insurance doesn't have to be expensive.
At Ambetter from Magnolia Health, our plans are better for your budget.
We provide complete care at a much lower cost.
And you may qualify for financial assistance to help pay for your coverage.
Sign up for the most affordable care today. Call 1-844-MS-BETTER. That's 1-844-MS-BETTER.
This is a solicitation for insurance.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Make your holiday entertaining a breeze with help from your Kroger deli. You'll find great party platters, desserts, and more. Visit Kroger.com/order online today.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Feels so good it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick.
Jeff Barnes is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. 525, Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes going to join the show. His Vols, third-ranked team in the country. Going to be inside FedEx Forum Saturday to play Penny Hardaway's Tigers. Rick Barnes going to be here at 525. But right now, got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 444. Story number one.
Well, the Grizzlies played in Denver last night. Nuggets were down 3 starters. Point spread was just Denver -2 at tip-off. So
an opportunity, and you missed it.
A winnable game, and yet the Grizzlies lose at 105-99. Grizz shot 50% from the field, 94% from the free throw line. Still lost. Mike Conley and Mark Gasol. Both seemingly limited by injuries, an ankle for Mark, a finger for Mike, combined to go 7 of 20 from the field. They shot 35%, the rest of the team 55.6%. So the problem wasn't the other guys this time. It was actually right. Mike and Mark. But again, both are limited, seemingly limited by injuries. That said, Mark only took 6 shots, which is just clearly not enough. He took 6 shots and 2 free throws.
Yep.
And was just kind of weird in the final few minutes. If you watched, you know, but if not, here's the deal. So there's like 2:15 left in the game,
yeah.
And the Grizz are down a point. It's 98-97. Mark misses a 3-pointer. Jokic rebounds it,
mm-hmm.
goes down, scores on Mike like he had done all night long. And so Denver's up 197. And then on the subsequent possession.
I saw it, yeah.
Mark passes up 2 open 3-point right. attempts.
It's like hot potato. I don't want to take it.
Just clearly did not want to take the shot.
No, I'm not taking the shot.
And he's got to take that shot.
Yes.
When Mike...
I was thinking it.
When Mike has a finger issue,
right.
and the rest of your teammates are the rest of your teammates, just guys,
yeah.
you got to take that shot.
You're right there, and it's pretty open.
So he didn't take either one.
Yeah.
He ends up finishing with just 6 field goal attempts. And by the way, the Grizz are now 0-2.
Yeah.
On the season when he shoots 6 or fewer times. J.B. Bickerstaff afterwards said, we need him taking double-digit shots.
Yep.
We have to get him looks. And then he said, but when we get him looks, he has to take them.
Right.
And that seemed a pretty diplomatic way of saying, yes, I want him to shoot mm-hmm. the ball.
Like, he's got to take that shot. At first, he tried to take Mark out of it.
Yeah, he was couching it at first.
Because the question was something along the lines about Mark being passive or whatever it was. And he was like, listen, it's our responsibility to get him shots. As if to say, you know, maybe we didn't get him enough shots.
Get him in positions
maybe we
to
didn't
take
get him enough
right.
opportunities. Mm-hmm. But then he added the actual truth. Right. When we get him the shots, he has to take the shots. To me, that was interpreted as, I saw the same thing you did in the final minutes. He has got to take those shots. Either way, Grizz are now 15-11 overall. 7-7 away from FedEx Forum. They're tied for 6th in the Western Conference standings, 3 games out of first, only 1 game out of 9th. In other words, the top 9 teams in the West, Thunder, Warriors, Nuggets, Clippers, Lakers, Grizzlies, Blazers, Mavericks, Kings, are within 4 games of each other with about 32% of the regular season schedule in the books. Mm-hmm. In the East, there's a 9-game difference between the first-place Raptors and the 9th-place Heat. But in the West, there's only a 4-game difference between the first-place Thunder and the ninth-place Kings. So this playoff race is tight, tight, tight. Every game really does matter, and it's why last night's loss hurts. Either way, Grizzlies are still projected to have a winning record by the 538 block. The projection's now 42-40, but that's 2 games back of a final playoff spot. It's not great, but I will say this. It's a 10-win improvement over the projected preseason win total, which was just 32.
Yeah.
And so they've improved by 10 wins in just 26 games. That's actually very good and a testament mostly, I think, to them avoiding injuries so far to their top 3 players, although they're 2 of their top 3 players, Mark and Mike, are undeniably, I think, banged up or at least not 100%. Next up, the Blazers are inside FedEx Forum. They are 15-11 right now, just like the Grizzlies. But they'll either be 16-11 or 15-12 when they get here because they're playing Houston tonight in Houston. So the Grizz are going to catch Portland on the second night of a back-to-back. And that's the type of thing you have to take advantage of, especially when the opponent is somebody you're competing with for a Western Conference playoff spot.
Story number 2.
So there was a report, I guess it was yesterday, from Sports Business Journal, that the American Athletic Conference was trying to get its member institutions to sign a grant of rights deal.
Right.
So that they could then turn around and use these binding documents to perhaps get better television contract that they're negotiating right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's set out there. And the question was, well, if you're the University of Memphis, do you sign this? The report was that similar to the way Boise State has a deal with the Mountain West Conference where it's uneven revenue sharing.
Yeah.
Boise State gets a bigger piece of the television prize, television pie than everybody else in the Mountain West.
Yeah.
That there would be an incentive for maybe like Central Florida, Houston, Memphis to sign this because the American Athletic Conference would then give them a bigger piece of the pie.
Yeah.
Mike Oresko was on with Dave Voloshin and Peter Edmiston earlier today. He's the commissioner of the AAC, and he just said that's not true. We are not going to do
selective agreements.
We're not going to do uneven revenue sharing. There is no scenario where somebody signs a grant of rights agreement with us and we give them a larger percentage than somebody else in the league.
Okay.
UCF is going to get whatever East Carolina gets. Mm. Memphis is going to get whatever Houston gets. Tulane is going to get whatever SMU gets, so on and so forth. So he shot that down completely. He did not shoot down, though, the idea that they want grant of rights agreements with their member institutions. He said, we haven't asked them for anything yet, but he put the word yet in there. And that obviously means we haven't asked them yet, but we could someday. And I suspect that they will. These things are very complicated, but the thought is that if the American Athletic Conference could tell television networks, specifically ESPN, that, hey, this is going to be our league. We ain't losing anybody, including a Central Florida team that's won a million football games in a row, that it could help them maybe get 3 or 4 times what they get right now. The current contract that expires in 2020 is a 7-year, $126 million deal.
7 years, $126 million. You break that down, it's $18 million per year for the league. You divide that by the 12-member institutions. AAC schools get about $1.5 million, $2 million per school per year. So the thought is that you could maybe get three or four times that in this new deal. So we're talking $6 or $8 million per school per year. And if that's really what it is, there, I don't think there's any way I sign a grant of rights agreement with the AAC.
No.
Because it does not, and Mike explained this earlier today with Willow and Peter, the grant of rights agreement does not prevent a school from actually leaving. You can still leave. It's a misunderstood thing. But it really does make it where you're very unlikely to be invited by anybody because your television rights stay with your former league.
Yeah.
So why would the Big 12 want UCF if they can't benefit from UCF's from a television perspective? Mm-hmm. So it does not prevent you agreeing to this. It doesn't prevent you from leaving your league, but it does make it where you're not attractive to another league, specifically a Power 5 league. And when you combine that with the fact that Big 12 schools this year are getting $36.5 million per school,